Chapter 4. It was late January when I came back from my visit to the caribou herders and learned Ping was with child. With the help of a calendar and some drawings of the moon, I got her to show me the likeliest time of conception, and we calculated that the baby was due to arrive around midsummer. As spring got closer, I started thinking about cultivating some more land, since there was going to be more of us. The one thing I had in abundance was packet seeds. Almost everything useful had been plundered from the stores downtown over the years, but a few oddments of things had got left behind, and in the farm supply on Willow Street there were boxes and boxes of packet seeds that no one had thought to touch. It stands to reason that if you're chiefly concerned just to live until tomorrow, you must think how to fill your belly today and find a way to defend yourself. Those two are tasks enough, believe me, so no one paid too much mind to planting a crop. Those packets were stamped with dates in the past when they were supposed to go bad, but I knew that was just nonsense. A seed keeps its power. There are plants in the desert south where the seed just bides its time for 100 or so years in the sand, waiting for the rain. Just waiting for a moment to bloom again. I've never seen it, but I've heard that every century or so the rain comes, and that whole bare stretch of rock and sand is a mess of flowers and plants. On top of the firehouse is a lookout tower they used to use for spotting blazes in the forest. One day, after I'd been collecting seeds from the store, I clattered up the rungs and peered along the highway, east and west, watching it fold through the trees in the distance like a ribbon of white silk. The city looked emptier than I had ever known. I tried to be thankful for it. I missed what it used to be, but between me and then stood an impassable gulf, a river of blood and fire. It's habits that keep you straight when everything else around you is falling apart. Calling myself constable, keeping the tack clean and the horses in shape for the morning ride was all that stood between me and hopelessness, at least until Ping came. I knew I hadn't been constable in anything more than name since Carlo died. It occurred to me for the first time that maybe I was the...